walking on. Well, sit down.
Screw it. We'll do it live.
I'll get his hair out for him.
Yeah.
Get him ready.
Get him ready.
Like Eric Estrada's illegitimate child.
Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Luck is never on my side. And today, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nerd Badge Podcast, episode 13.
Lucky 13.
Woo. Yeah.
I am your host, Michael Quinn, also known as Stephen Person. And this weekend, I had a lot of fun wrestling. So we'll get to that later. But first, let me introduce my panel right now. Two-thirds of it are here because my friend is always late because he's an idiot, and I love him to death for it. First, my better half, my worst half, my other half.
Better-looking half.
Exactly. Way better.
Chain.
around my neck every night. The wind beneath my blankets. ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Miss Gabrielle Coyne. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Gabrielle.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Pleasure to be back again.
And to her right, he's not here. But to that chair's right.
Invisible man. The invisible man. If he was here, he'd be right middle. Here.
Actor, director, wrestling, aficionado, great man across the board. One of my really good friends. I could get to nerd out about a lot of different things in the world, from movies to wrestling to a whole bunch of different things, as he does his hair ever so beautifully right now. I guess the wind screwed up here in the studio. I don't know what happened.
I had a quaff it.
The nerd deck. I like to call it the deck of the nerds, studio.
Yep,
here at beautiful Hub 17 here in Staten Island. Ladies and gentlemen, the one guild, Michael.
What is happening, people? Thank you for having me back.
Thank you for coming back, dude. I thought you'd hate us or something like that. So. When our mystery guest, that's what I'm going to build it up is right now. Our mystery guest will get here. It'll be more fun. I get
mystery
to
your opponent.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff's been going on in the world. We have a little bit of a trade off we were talking about before the show. I don't know if I should wait for them to get here or
wait
just
for them to get here.
Okay.
Wait.
I thought that's right.
The anticipation. Okay.
Yeah, the anticipation's killing me, brother. What's it called? So yeah, there you go. Lift it up. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better.
Lift it up a little bit more. Like, see how mine is? There you go. Up. Up. No, like lift the whole entire boom up. There you go. There you go.
Falls back down, but okay.
Yeah, whatever. You'll be fine.
It works.
So anyway, yes, I, Stephen Person, rightfully hosted with a wrestling god, in my view, the one, the only, the quintessential stud muffin, Joel Gertner. Me and him got to host the Barbed Wire and Bikinis bikini match, which was absolutely horrifying to my eyes because there were people that were not in bikinis, but they were in clothing, and then they took off the clothing, and I wish they didn't do that. Yeah, so shout out to Liz Savage for winning the whole entire kit and caboodle in a jello match, which was, oh, my God. A bunch of people basically scared off the women, and we had
it happens, it happens.
Yeah, so two people, Sean Kaz and Izzy, were actually forced to do it, and they showed up in a mini skirt, a grass skirt, and Kaz stripped in front of everybody. And then this other guy, I forgot his name because my memory is just shot from the pure horror of seeing him with a Britney Spears kind of put together look where he had toxic written over his man nipples with duct tape and stuff. I'm not going to put up videos because people are eating. Even with obviously right now you're obviously listening to us on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora Music. Is that Atiba?
Yes, our mystery guest is in. He'd be let in.
Let him in! what's it called? Pandora? Apple?
Spotify.
Spotify. And one more I'm missing. iHeartRadio. Sorry. I got confused. Yeah. So
Amazon?
Yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, that was, we were streaming on all those sites right there. Woo! And there are beautiful things. Look, you tried the party!
Come on in.
Yeah. Dinosaur.
Yes. I like it. I like it. So we did that, and Liz Savage basically beat the living crap out of everybody with a kendo stick, and she won the jello match. Nice. So now she's Miss Barbed Wire Bikini 2025. And congratulations. My hat off to you, Miss Liz Savage.
You say your hair off to her?
My hat off. Oh. Shut up. We don't talk about that. Screw you, Beefcake. I don't think I forgot about that.
Why are they coming in the middle of jello matches?
Yeah, I know. That's what they said. What's it called? So anyway, so more wrestling news. I beat up Nova, whatever his name is. I forgot his name. Something Nova. I forgot his name. Anyway, I beat him anyway. I put him in the mustache club like I always do my opponents, which was a great time. What's it called? I got to host it with Joel Gertner as well. That was a lot of fun. We had a little bit of a dueling mic section. He won. Basically, yeah, with the bow tie and everything. I had my little jokes in there. He had his jokes in there. He won. I'll give him that. I'm not beating Joel Gertner in a promo. So one of the few people in this world, I think, that could actually beat me with a...
Did he have his neck brace?
Of course he did. It's permanent damage, bro. We talked about that. I feel bad for the poor man, poor Joel Gertner, with his freaking trauma that has happened to his neck from the freaking, what's it called? The Eliminators. The Eliminators.
That's how it started?
Bro, it started in Olympus. It was their first pay-per-view, bro. You don't remember that?
He got hit. Legal?
Yeah, barely legal, bro. He got hit in the neck with the freaking Perry Saturn and Kronos total elimination, and he's been like that ever since, the poor guy. He could barely get a walk. He's walking around the back, man, freaking... Yeah, it's sad. He's holding his neck every time he talks. It's horrible. It's with a little bow tie, too. No one's going to stop that, you know? So we had a lot of fun doing that. What's it called? Upcoming shows that I have coming up. I'm going to be gone for a week, so because Daddy's going on a cruise. Woo! Norwegian Aqua, me and a couple of boys are going. We're going to have a good time. So next Saturday, I'm not going to be around this weekend. I had to turn down so many wrestling shows. So I swear, like, everyone's like, hey, you want to wrestle this weekend? I'm like, no. Yeah, you want to wrestle? No. You want to? I'm like, dude, listen, I'm going away. Like, is this like a game? Like, is everyone like, did everyone like purposely go?
They know you were leaving.
Yeah, like, yo, let's text Steven Person and see if we can get him to stay. So what's it called? Next Saturday, next Friday, SAWA, Heavy is the Crown. I will be... this is my first official answer to it. Let me just say something right now to the camera. Santana Fury, you're on. Right now, I'm going to sit there and accept your challenge. You want to end this? Like I said, I'm going to end this when I want to. I'm going to take your belt. I'm going to take everything that you thought that you were accomplishing in this world of professional wrestling and in your life. Every single bit of happiness that you've had has now come down to this one moment. Me and you, this ends the way that I say it ends. And guess what? You're not going to like it. You're not going to like it one bit, because I'm going to put you on the ground and I'm going to pin you. I'm going to show you that I am the star of what this breakup of our team was always going to be. You are the footnote. You are the lucky one. And guess what? It's the episode 13 right now. And guess what? Your luck has ran out. I'll see you next Saturday. And now, following that, the next day... September 6th, I will be wrestling in New Jersey for Wrestling and Recovery. I have a mystery opponent. I'm going to be putting my HAWA Multinational Championship on the line. The belts are not here because I had to put them away in a safe so that no one can touch them before I go on my cruise. I love you.
But he doesn't trust you.
It's the cats. It's not me. It's the cats. The cats. Yeah. Try to do wrestling matches when they're not around.
No, it's bad. I trust her. I just don't. She does. She leaves for things. She doesn't. She hangs out with her friends, whatever. She comes home drunk, and then she'll make the cats fight. And I just can't have it anymore. The neighbors are complaining. Okay, so
it's a good side gig.
Money on the cats.
Yeah. Exactly. The possums and the deer come in. We live in Staten Island. Okay, bro.
Yeah,
listen, it's wild out there.
You got turkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
Turkeys. Yeah.
So I'm putting my belt against a mystery opponent. Anybody who wants to show up, hey, maybe just show up, and I'll wrestle you, and I'll kick the living crap out of you.
I might show up.
Sneaky. September 13th. Here and Now Wrestling over in Long Island. Great promotion, great place. Me and my tag team partner, Bobby C, we're going to be sitting there forming for the first time ever. The stars align, baby.
Bobby C.
The hair club for gentlemen. We align, baby. We're going to be riding on top all the way to the tag division, and we're going to take out every single team that they put in front of us. I'm sorry, it's just got to happen. In Long Island, you get to see the splendorous tag team, the best hair, the best look, the best people, the best wrestlers, and we're going to sit there, and we're going to put on one hell of a show. So get your tickets now, HNN Wrestling, Saturday, the 13th. And then following that, it gets kind of dicey. Well, the 26th, I'm going to be wrestling in Arizona. I might have something on the 20th. I'm still trying to work that out. American Warrior Wrestling Alliance out in Arizona. We're doing our last show in Phoenix before we make our way up to Flagstaff as our permanent home. Bullshooters, we love you. We're going to sit there, put on one hell of a show to close out that night, and it's going to be me and my good friend Geronimo. You're our good friend Geronimo, baby. We're taking those belts. We're bringing them back to New York. Good. Those tag team corner man championships, we're bringing them back from the smoke signals, and we're bringing them back to New York where they belong, and we're going to give them the good old-fashioned New York treatment, the homeboy talent. Good old-fashioned victory lap all around all five boroughs, baby. And it's going to be beautiful. And we're gonna sit there and bring them home because Juan Jeremy was like a brother to me. Yep. And I'm telling you right now, when I bring them back, I know he's going to be looking down at me and going, thank you. So, Smoke Signals, you two are dead. You two are dead because I got a mission, and that mission is not to fail and bring those belts back here because that's where they belong, with us, not with you. The unpredictables, that's me and Geronimo, we're coming for you, and you're never going to see it happen. So that's the end of my little wrestling escalades that I have going on, accomplishments and everything like that I have going on. So let's get over to
the titles to Johnny Rod's desk. That's what, take a picture.
That's what I'm doing. Johnny, I'm bringing you those belts. Look at me right now. Johnny, I'm by hella high water. I'm going to murder people if I have to. I'm going to bring you those belts. So on to the one thing I want to talk about, right? We got a good amount of time. One thing, there's stuff that I know that you don't know, and you know stuff that I don't know.
Yep.
So I'm going to go first,
you go
okay?
First. You're sure.
Ready for this? Yes. He doesn't know what happened with Rampage's son.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't.
He doesn't know.
Mikey doesn't know. Mikey doesn't know.
Oh, wow. My God. So let's go over it. And again,
crazy developments each time. Too.
Every time it gets
it's
better.
Always new information.
I kind of know somebody out there, and I'm not going to mention his name because he told me not
to. Where was this at?
In Cali. This is at Rikishi's place. Rikishi. So basically, Rikishi's place, he has a bunch of people there, good guys and everything. So I guess someone like, hey, Rampage wants to do something here. You know, this is what I'm hearing. This is not me. I'm just repeating what I'm saying. I'm sorry if I'm wrong about anything. I apologize. Please correct me if I'm wrong. They're going to bring a Rampage, do a little something, something. Mm-hmm. This one gentleman, Stuart.
Psycho Stu.
Yeah, Psycho Stu. Stuart Smith. I guess in the world of professional wrestling, you walk up to somebody, you go, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. We're going to be hanging out together today. We're going to be working together. Is there anything I should know? Anything you don't like to do? Anything you sore subject for you or something like that? Mm-hmm. Anything you want me to stay away from? Oh, no. Most times people are like, yeah, I'm good. Just don't do this. You know, any injuries, anything like that. Oh, yeah, you know, my arms bother me. So just watch that. Okay, cool. No problem. There's 1,005 things you could do around it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like there was not that initial, hey, this is this. Yeah. This is that. And he walked over to him, and he guess he thought he would Raja was a worker.
Yes.
And he went up to him and just hit him with an open beer can, and the beer can hit him, and you could tell right there Smith was just like, uh-oh. Yeah. Like, he had that oh crap moment, and he was like, why? And then he kind of got like, yo, bro, you're not gonna sell it, bro? Like, the camera's around, like, all that. And he got like a little heated and you know, stuff like that. So eventually there is another video. They have the sit down. They go, hey, brother, listen, I thought you were a worker. I apologize, you know, blah, 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 blah. See, for me, and again, this is just me looking at the situation. Like I said, he didn't introduce himself.
Yeah.
Roger thought this guy is trying to get over on him. He thought, like, oh, I'm doing pro wrestling. This guy thinks I'm a joke. They're going to hit me up because, you know, everybody who is, like, someone's dad these days has that fear that, like, they're being targeted. And I understand that. And I understand that. I'm not condoning what Roger did. That was completely out of line. It was wrong. I'll get to that later, what I personally think happened, but that's another story. We'll get to that. So now, basically, he kind of like, even during apology, for me, if you apologize, you stand up and you look at the guy.
Yeah.
Smith kind of just sat there. And I'm not saying he did anything wrong. They squashed it. Everything was good, whatever. Now, fast forward to the other video. The other video shows Raja basically talking to other people and other people who basically kind of have pull in the company. It's one of Rikishi's partners goes, hey, don't worry about it. You'll be able to get him back later in the ring. We'll put him back in the ring with you and blah, 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 blah. When you tell somebody that, now, I understand Raj is an MMA fighter. I'm not saying he's a bad guy or anything, but still, when someone does something like that to you on tape and hits you, like, what? Something that, you know, it's not like a push or something like that. Maybe that's what I'm thinking was the initial, hey, he'll just give you a push or something like that. And then Smith just went and cracked him with the freaking, what's it called, with the cup, the beer, which, I mean, they apologized. Everything squashed. Like professionals, that's how you handle stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, fast forward, you get the video of him going on blah, 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 blah. You know, like you get him later. When you tell somebody that, when you tell somebody that is not in the wrestling business, you can go get him later. That's a mixed signal. Not a death warrant, but I think for us, we understand, like, yo, get him later. Don't worry about it.
We can get
I'll hit him with, like, you hit somebody with, like, a nice little stiff little elbow. Right.
Potato.
Like that.
Potato.
Yeah, not even that. Like, yeah, you hit him with
a little receipt.
Exactly, a receipt, basically, but... Jackson broke out that CVS receipt, bro. That thing was like Olympic freaking flare on a stick thing.
That was a long receipt.
Oh, my God, bro. I was like, I compilate it too. I'm like, I'm sorry I'm making jokes about this, but I compilate that to like when you're playing a video game and you just go, what's going on? I'm going to bring up the video while I'm still talking about it so you can actually see it. So now, I should have saved it.
And remember the promoter says, like, you know, if anything, he's like, if anybody does anything, I'll stop it or something.
Yeah, I'll stop it.
Yeah, promoter says that.
Can you look it up on your phone, babe?
There's going to be no service down here.
I know, I'm twisting because I have no service down here. Can you look up on your phone because maybe you have signal? So anyway, so now it comes time for the match. Now, I guarantee you there was some sort of conversation about like, hey, listen.
The service is not good, sorry.
Oh, damn it.
Let's see, mine shouldn't be. Which video are we looking at?
The Roger, where he just basically tacks on the actual beatdown.
Okay.
So I just want to get his reaction. I should have loaded it upstairs. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, because I think I shared it like all over.
Yeah. Do anybody have signal?
I think I do.
It's slow, but it's like so much coming in.
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay, good. Watch it right now.
No, I don't have it. I don't know what I'm looking up.
Yeah. So now, basically, it comes time for the match.
Beats up a
Stu is doing a match. Blah, 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 blah. And you see Roger. Let me know what he's seeing.
He's seeing him like this.
Yeah.
Is the video playing?
It's loading now.
Okay.
We got an ad, of course.
Ads play all the time.
Yeah.
Explain that to me. How the hell do ads always work when you have no signal? Mm-hmm. But the second I want to watch a video, it's like,
you see the little.
Right, exactly. You see the little scrolly thing.
What? Why can't we just run everything on the same things that ads are playing? Let me know what it's playing. Let me know what it's playing. I need to.
Oh, now you just drinked it. Okay, there we go. All right, he's doing suplex. Oh, no. He's just hauling back and ready to wail on this guy. That's him talking. It's like 12 minutes. So. Did I go past it?
Is it throwing the punches?
Not yet.
I don't think you went past it yet. That's him right there in the audience.
He's it's probably showing.
He's about to jump in.
Okay. He jumps in.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Okay. It's probably every video.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're showing when he's outside talking.
Yeah.
He's upset.
He's in the ring now.
He's down there. Someone
else. Ready?
They're showing everything. That's the promoter telling him.
Yeah. Fast forward all that crap. Let it go. Screw it. It's going to buffer or whatever. Let me know when they show the ring.
When you see him like a few times just in there like this, but it's a still.
Yeah.
Now it's his dad talking.
Yeah, I got Rampage talking.
Fast forward all that shit. Fuck it. Just screw it.
Right, wait,
Rampage wore a horrible B.A. Baracus.
Yeah.
He was a horrible B.A. Baracus. I'm getting pissed off.
Okay, I just got cracked in the head with the beer.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fast forward all that crap. Okay, you know what? You actually got to watch it. Yeah.
At first, I was like, is that Tank Abbott's kid?
Yeah, I know.
He looks like Tank Abbott's kid.
Yeah.
Butterbean.
Yeah. Are they in the wrestling ring?
Not yet. Okay, here we go.
Okay, they're in the ring.
Yeah.
Okay, so watch.
It's more still shots.
Are you kidding me?
Is it too brutal?
It might be.
No, it's all over the internet. Just put in
They took it down, no?
No, hell no, they're not taking that down. That's everywhere. Give me the phone. I'm going to find a few. Jesus Christ, I hate people with this clickbait crap. Why is this being so damn difficult?
So when Roger gets signed, because you know he is at something.
Yeah.
It's going to be WWE or AEW.
Yeah.
For this publicity.
I hate people. Hey, this is me watching the video, brother. I hate those. Because
they don't want to be copyrighted or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go on Facebook. God damn it. This is YouTube. YouTube's not going to show it.
I don't know what the hell it was.
This is killing me right now. Yeah, I'm sure it's on Facebook like everywhere. It's on my grandmother's page, and she's dead.
I think she tagged me. I was like, heaven has a good connection.
It does.
Where those ads come from?
Exactly.
Oh my
play
God.
Heaven Crush.
I'm sorry to our audience right now. This is anybody listening to this right now. I apologize. We're gonna get to this. I swear to God, I'm livid right now that this is not like playing. Hey, watch me watch this. I'm a little nerd watch and virgin in my. Look at me. I have freckles on my face. Here we go.
Boom.
Watch. Ready? He jumps in a ring.
All Jesus. Right.
Sorry about that, everyone listening.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Wow.
Yeah.
And they have Papa Shango coming up behind him. Try.
And I love that. That kid, freaking, what's it called? I guarantee you that was somebody who was literally just like, all right, you're going to run out there, and then you're going to stop, and he's going to push you off. And that's what made me think that this was actually a spot. And then I
did, too. You know why? Because no one hit the ring immediately.
Immediately. So the other guy, actually, I met the other guy before. That is the Epic.
Yeah.
That's his name. No, not the guy with the face paint. The guy with the dreads.
Oh,
okay.
Who looked like he's going to powerbomb him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how crazy is that?
Yeah, who kind of like a skinnier version of Lance Archer.
Yeah, he does. He does. So, like, dude, when that happened.
That's nuts.
Dude, that is, like, everywhere right now. I'm telling you right now. I just wanted to get your actual reaction of watching it.
That was. Then that falls slowly on the promoter. Oh, you can get him later. No. Yeah.
Dude, that was mixed signals that you gave that guy. Doubt. And that was literally like, oh, you get him later. All right, I guess I get to beat. You tell an MMA fighter he gets to beat up somebody? Bro. And
you don't do that.
It was squashed.
Had former MMA guys come to Johnny's, right?
And
they don't know how to hold back sometimes.
Exactly. Like,
Israel Jaffe, he's doing all of his, like, it's like, bro, these are real.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love Jaffe. Yeah. Jaffe, we love you, by the way. We love you.
But when you were new.
Bro, when you were new, bro, you almost snapped my arm out of my leg, bro. Like, like, oh my God.
I had to teach him a Russian leg sweep. It's like, how do you do a shoot Russian leg sweep?
That's I was like, no, Jaffe, that's not what we do. Great guy.
He's good.
Yeah. All right, so, we'll talk about it next time because, like, I mean, we kind of got delayed with that whole entire bad friggin' service issue here. What's it called? We're going to talk about now.
He know that you don't?
Oh, AEW. I didn't watch it last night.
Forbidden Door.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Wow.
You know what? Talk about it for a
little
bit. Hold on.
Edge and Christian, right? Nah,
screw that. We can't talk about it. We gotta move on to the next thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we have something very special for everyone here today.
He's been holding secrets out all day. Even I don't know.
Yeah. Don't look. Look at me. Eye contact over the table.
Oh, man.
My eyes are up here.
You are wearing pants.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening?
We did not do it yet this season. Trivia? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nerdy Trivia.
Woo! Let me make sure it works. Okay, it does.
You got to turn it towards me.
Like that?
Yeah, so actually give it a little bit of a turn. I want to look at this camera right here so that the crowd can actually see it.
Like
there you go. Perfect. So you hit your buzzer. You have to hear the rules. I will give partial credit.
Okay.
I'm going to be keeping score on my phone. Okay? So hands have to be on the table at all times when you're not using the buzzer. It is your hand, your right hand. You put the buzzer next to your right hand. There you go. Right? So what's it called? When you hear the question, move yours just a little back so people can see the X. Because we have it all recording. We put it all on everything. We're going to put it here on the Hub 17 website soon. Actually, I got to figure out how to get the episodes off because I apparently deleted all the first season. So I got to take it from YouTube, which is an exponential
you
test.
You should have broke out for this game the Steve Harvey mustache.
I should have. I apologize.
But that comes with big teeth, so no.
Yeah. Exactly, right? I don't get Steve Harvey coming down here freaking whack. You know, so, all right, here are the rules of the game. We were talking about board games. I told everyone here, I was like, I might be bringing in board games. And then I realized that's stupid because that's just, you know, we can't
They're going to watch us.
Exactly, yeah. I was like, that's stupid. And people listening to us.
Trouble.
Exactly, yeah. So I came up with an X amount of questions, and there's bonus questions at the end for those who feel brave. And what I want you to do is use your phones and text it. You open up your notepad when I tell you. And then, what's it called? This way, you're going to slide me your phones. I'm going to go over the answers, and then we'll take it from there for the bonus questions, okay? Because each question is worth 1 point,
okay?
So when you answer the question correctly, I put it here in the system that you get a point.
Wait, so what are we writing in our notes?
When I tell you, for the bonus questions.
Bonus questions.
Yeah, for the bonus questions. The bonus questions are worth 3 points if you get them. If I decide to give you partial credit, I'll either give you 1, 2, or 3. Okay? Yes. Now, when I am done reading the question, you're allowed to hit. This is where it gets crazy. We're playing Jeopardy rules. If you get a question wrong, you lose a point.
Okay.
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 And you're negative if you go into the negative. So if we start off and you get none, you are in the negative.
All right.
Can I answer like a Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds?
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely allowed.
That is mine.
It's an oversized hat.
As a matter of fact, just for saying that, you get 1 point.
Stop. Like Sean Connery, Dolly Parton.
Let me see. How should I make this?
I'll take the penis mighty.
S words for 400. You mean swords? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second edition of the Nerdy Game Show, or whatever I call it because I'm the host, whatever. Nerdy Trivia Game. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to do introductions because you already know everybody. Here we go. Question number one. In the game of Battleship, each player plays on a side and has to destroy the other person's team. On their own side, how many ships does the person get when they're playing Battleship?
5.
Mike gets a point. That's 5. Dun, 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 dun.
Can Mike. I phone a cat?
I will be giving out points for originality, so if you make me laugh, if I find it funny, Gab gets a point for that one. And she doesn't know anything. I have to point this out. Look at me right now. She knows nothing. I literally wrote these up all day, so I have like a bunch of questions, and they're really good questions.
And I tried to ask, and he literally told me nothing in the car.
I couldn't tell her anything.
He told me nothing, I swear.
Okay. Everyone's on the board with 1 point, so I will be giving out bonus points as I feel, so I think it's fail. Okay. Question number 2. Name all the ways that you can get out of jail in Monopoly.
Pay. You got to get out of jail.
Start over. If you say it wrong, you get a negative point. So
you get a get out of jail free card.
Yep.
You can pay money or you can roll doubles.
Okay.
$50.
No. Keep going. Keep going.
You can roll doubles.
Okay. That's fine.
It's 3 ways. There's more than 3. You can roll doubles, get out of jail free card, or you pay
$50.
$50? I played with $50.
Oh, you can set the price, I guess, before.
Because I said all the ways. You're wrong.
So how many ways?
There's another way. You two, think about it. You got to hit in to get it.
There's another way.
There's another way to not get in, to get out of jail when you land on the token and you roll. Well, that's later on. So what's it called? There's another way to get out of jail. And it's the most common way that everyone says. It's a pop culture icon. You got to hit in to get it, to get the answer. Don't blurt it out. If you blurt out, you automatically lose a point.
If it's a common answer, I think he said it already, though.
Nope, you're missing one.
What he said?
There's 4 ways.
5, 4, 3.
So it's to get out of jail free card, right?
That's what I said.
He actually said
he
that.
Said it.
I said that.
He said that.
He did. He said it.
So get out of jail free
there's
card.
There's one more. Okay, you got so it. Keep going. Free. Keep going.
The doubles to pay, and can somebody? You have to pay your own way, right? Someone else can't bail you out.
No one can't bail you out. Fuck. Well, that's a point.
I'm calling the Parker Brothers right now.
No. All right, that's you. 5. If you don't chime in, you don't lose a point. So 5.
Yeah, no.
4.
I got nothing.
3.
Chiming in.
2. 1. It is officially by their rules, and I looked them all up, and I have them all right here because you tap danced around it. Get out of jail free card.
Right.
Pay the fine.
Right.
Before you roll the dice. Okay, that was going to be a bonus question, okay. But I was going to add that in. Roll doubles, and also you must pay $50 in fines if you roll 3 times without getting doubles.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that last one. I know if you roll doubles, you get out.
You roll doubles, but if you roll 3 times without getting doubles, you have to pay $50 to get out. And if you can't get out, you automatically lose.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot.
That's wow, I told this is easy. I feel like that's easy. That's easy, and I knew that one. I was like, I thought of questions that I would know. I'm not trying to go like, what colors are all the pieces on the board? You know, like.
And the Monopoly man can't pardon you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
Trump can.
Yeah.
The Monopoly man runs for president, then he can.
All I think is a scene from Ace Ventura, like, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. All right, thanks so.
Now you need the Monopoly man mustache.
Yep. You do.
For every question.
He doesn't have a mustache. Anyway.
He doesn't?
He does not have a mustache. I should take away. I should put
Mandela effect,
for that.
Right?
Yeah, Mandela effect.
Mandela effect.
Mandela effect. All right. Question number 3. What famous game is based, and listen to when I say this, Rube Goldberg machine?
Oh. Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. Atiba gets a point.
Ding, 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 ding. As soon as you said Rube Goldberg, and I'm thinking of Pee Wee Herman thing. Yeah, Pee Wee's Playhouse. Big Adventure, right?
Okay. Bonus question. I just thought about this one on the fly.
Okay.
What are, and you got to tap in to get this, what are the pieces that you use as a token player in Mousetrap?
Cheese wedges.
Is that true?
What? Okay, what are cheese wedges? You said playing by Jeopardy rules here, so.
No.
Is that true? Is that
it? He's right, yeah, it's cheese wedges.
Wait, why?
Or, wait, is it?
I thought you were mice.
Yeah, it's your mice, you're right, yeah.
It's right.
Yeah, it's mice, sorry.
But you do get cheese wedges, though.
Yeah, you get cheese wedges, that's another thing.
That's the currency or the prize?
I'll give you 1 point for that, because that is technically, I was like, okay, I'll give you 1 point. Mike gets 1 point.
I honestly don't think I've ever played Mousetrap.
I never played it. I just put
get
it
the cats.
I honestly don't think
it was always in my school as a kid, but I never played it.
I had it. I never played it. I just put
because
it together.
Because here's the thing: I have no service. I can't look it up. But I was. It's the. I thought that was an easy bunt. You know why? Because what are you playing?
Mousetrap.
So anyway, all right. In the game of Clue, you're trying to solve a mystery of a murder.
Yes.
Murder. Right. Name all the weapons in Clue. Now, this one, I want you guys to write it out in your phones in notes.
I can't Google
it. Can we go back for a second?
What's up?
The weapons.
Can we go back?
What's up?
The Monopoly man does have a mustache.
That's actually one of the newer editions. That doesn't count. The original version, he does not have a mustache. Mm. I'm not mustache, monocle. Sorry, monocle.
So he doesn't have a monocle.
He has a mustache. He has a mustache, not a monocle. Yeah, sorry.
Right, okay.
Sorry.
Mr. Peanut has the monocle.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I only know of 2 weapons in Clue.
Name them all. Name all the weapons that you know of in Clue.
I know of. That's the easy one. Hold on.
Oh. I can picture them, but I can't think of the freaking names.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. What are these? What? I only know 2 because they were like the most common. And
everyone knows 2.
I think I got it.
You. I just said put it on the
thing. I did.
Yeah. You don't have to buzz in. I just said put it down and you're going to slide it to me. Then I go over your answers.
I think this is it.
I'm just going to guess this other one.
Slide over here. Slide it over here. Thank you. Hurry up. You got 10 seconds.
I only got 3.
9.
Me too.
And one of them's probably not in the game.
Yeah, I know one's right. I can't remember.
6.
What do you count down for me?
5.
Oh, man.
4.
All of the weapons include.
3.
None of them are bare hands, right?
No. Right. Brass knuckles, neither.
No brass knucks in the trunks.
No brass knucks.
1. All right, phone down.
Okay.
Slide over. Thank you. Slide it.
I'm giving it to you. I put it in a special message for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I got no signal, so.
I sent it to you.
It's special.
Neither do I.
All right. Yeah, screw you.
Once you say them out loud, I'm like, oh, damn it, I remember that now.
All right.
I'm trying to picture it in my
Atiba
head.
Atiba gets 3 points for,
really?
Yep, knife, candlestick, candle holder stick. Okay, I'll get it to you.
That's the same
thing.
That's
one thing.
That's why I put a slashed candlestick and candle holder.
Candlestick, wrench, knife. Gabby gets 3.
Okay.
There was no gun, right?
No, huh?
There was a gun.
Was there?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, that's what I
got. Yep. And Mike gets... Hold on. Let me scroll back up.
You got to tell me how many there are.
There's 6. There's 6 weapons. Everything's in 6. There's,
oh, because it's 1 for each.
Yeah.
Gun. Yep. Candlestick.
Knife.
Because knife and candlestick was my first.
Gun. Thing.
Yeah.
Most common.
Revolver. I'll take that.
Rope.
Wrench. Oh,
rope.
It.
There was a wrench.
Rope.
There was a wrench.
Rope.
In there.
Candlestick. Ooh, Mike almost had all of them.
I had five, right?
Yeah, you had five.
What I miss?
Revolver, wrench, candlestick, knife, and the most famous one of them all. Lead pipe.
Oh,
how did you guys forget it?
Forgot the lead pipe.
Yeah.
I was going to the movie. I'm trying to remember. The movie.
So Gabby gets three, Atiba gets three, Mike gets five.
Yeah.
Mike gets three, one, two, three. Gabby gets one. She's on the board with one. Atiba gets, I'm sorry, Gabby gets three. Sorry.
Don't be shorting me out. I know you sleep.
Minus one for threats.
She'll get the cats after you.
We got four now, though.
Oh, boy.
One, two, three. So Atiba got four. Gabby got two. Mike has five. I took away a point for threatening me.
Really did.
I hold the power here.
I should have three then.
Huh? No, because you didn't answer the other one. You didn't answer that one.
All right.
Okay. Get ready for the next question. Phone's down.
Give it to you. Let's go.
Phone's down. What is in the dead middle of the board? Hand down.
Sorry.
On the Scrabble board.
A star?
Yeah.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
A star inside of a square?
That is wrong. I'm a negative 1 point for Mike. Atiba.
The logo that said Scrabble?
Negative one for Atiba.
No, he should get a point for originality.
Is it a star inside of a star?
It's the Star of David?
No. Well, negative one for Gabby.
All right.
So.
What is it?
It's a star.
It's a star.
It is a star.
Okay.
In a pink square.
Oh,
that's why I said, what's the middle of the board?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I had to be.
It's always been there.
It's always been. It's always pink.
Yeah.
Which plays into another question later on. All right. How are we doing so far? Let's meet our guest right now. Ladies and gentlemen, she's a home wife. She works as a CNA over at a hospital here on Staten Island. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabby, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You enjoying the game today?
It's great.
Good. Tell us, you got cats? You got cats?
It's fun. I do. I have four. Babies, you know.
Tell us about them.
Three girls and a boy.
Oh, what are their names?
Yeah, we have Rocket, we have Squishy, we have Mandy, and then we have Domino now.
Give them a wave on the camera. Give them a wave on the camera right there. Go ahead, wave to the cats. Say hi to the cats. Say hi to the family back home.
Meow. All right.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Thanks for good luck on the game.
Thanks.
Atiba, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm good, Michael.
Good. I'm doing great. Hosting the show, having a great time. How you feeling today?
Pretty decent.
So you feel bad about showing up late?
Oh, yes, I do. Definitely do.
Good.
Things about oil wrestling or whatever you're mentioning.
Good, exactly. Having a great time. Nice shirt. Big fan and Tupac fan.
One side's heavier than the other.
It makes you lean a little bit more. I like it. Mike, how you feeling?
What's shaking? I'm feeling good.
Good. Awesome. How you feeling today? Did you do anything good over the weekend?
What did I do over the weekend? I don't remember what I did over the weekend, so it had to be fun.
It's
a good weekend.
It's a fun time.
I don't care. So, have a tell me more. Any projects? I heard you're a director. You got any more projects happening right now?
No, I'm trying to get money to do a project. Actually, I'm going to be in a film in 2 weeks.
Ooh. Oh, awesome.
It's a...
what's it called?
Ballistico.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like it should be like Shoot 'Em Up.
Yeah, it does.
It's not.
Yeah.
No. It's not. It's a friend of mine wrote it. We're going to shoot out in Woodrow. And, yeah, it's actually we're shooting a trailer that he's going to try to shop around and get more money for. And he wrote the trailer for it. And I liked it so much. I was like, dude, I go, would you mind if I take a crack at writing this full script? He goes, go ahead. And I wrote him like another, I don't know, 30, 40 pages. I'm like, here you go.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hope that works out for you. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting back to the game right now. So if you're keeping score, hold right now. We'll keep up with you guys. Atiba 3, Gabby 3. You all got one wrong. So negative one on all you guys. So Atiba is 2, Gabby is 2, and Mike is 3. So it's a close game, man. We got bonus questions coming out the butt. So ladies and gentlemen, let's get back into it in the old nerdy West. Dude, I got to find where I was because now I'm like, okay. In the game of Yahtzee, what is a Yahtzee?
Oh, what?
Come on.
I know.
I'm not giving hints. We've played Yahtzee and I'm disappointed. You're about to get a point loss just because of that.
a Yiddish word.
10.
Sounds like a slur.
9.
You Yahtzee. No way.
7. You're dirty 6. Yahtzee. Mom's you're Yahtzee.
You dirty Yahtzee.
I Yahtzee'd your girlfriend last night.
You son of 5. A Yahtzee.
Your girl gave me
Gabby.
A Yahtzee.
What is a Yahtzee?
Is it 3 of a kind and a 2 of a kind?
That's gin.
That's not right. No, you lose a point. Yep,
okay.
I just noticed dice in a cup.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have to tell us what Yahtzee is.
In the game of Yahtzee, you have 5 dice.
She knows.
What is it?
Kim, come on the camera. Kim, come on the camera. Come on the camera. Come on the camera.
We have a bonus answer.
Come here. Come here. Come here. No, no. You guys see it on camera. Guys. Special guest. Here you go.
What is it?
It's 5 of the same number.
What?
You have dice that have all different types of what's it called on them, like numbers on them. So if you get 5 of a kind, if you got like 6, 6, 6, 6, 6,
you're more than evil.
Yes.
Yes.
Super evil.
Yeah. Super evil. Yes.
So that's what a Yahtzee is in the game of Yahtzee. Like, and I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
about to lose a point for that. I'm like, ooh, you hate you.
Oh, we don't play that often.
Yeah.
We played a handful of times.
We played a whole bunch of times in the game on the phones.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Moving along.
On that one.
She's like, I'm not a nerd like you.
It was the cast playing, not me.
It was
the
not a Yahtzee like
okay.
you.
Okay. Yeah.
Switch up the questions because it's very, I don't want to keep going on pieces and everything like that. So in the next game, put your hand down. There you go.
Just give me some Dizzy Dizzy Dinosaur questions. I was
almost made it. That Dizzy almost dinosaur. Made it. I was like, that's too obscure. All right.
No, it's not.
When you, okay.
Operation
in the game in the game of perfection. Give me the definition of how you play the game, Mike.
You have to. You want me to tell you how it's played?
Yes. Tell me from if you can remember start yes. to bottom. If you get okay. if you get exactly what I have written down from start to finish, I'll give you 5 points.
All right. You set the timer. You push the board down.
Okay.
You hit start,
okay.
And then you have 60 seconds to get all the pieces into the board before it pops up and shoots places all over the place, and you never find all the pieces again.
Okay. That is true.
And parents
is there
are mad.
Anything,
parents
are mad. There's one thing you're missing. You there's hit, one start, thing you're missing.
I'll take it out of the box. you set the timer to 0. Yeah. You take out all the pieces. You press the board down.
Yep.
You hit start. And try to do it before you have a panic attack.
Okay. There's one
what
thing.
Am I missing?
You get 1 point because you forgot one thing. You're supposed to hit the timer off when you're done.
That's right. Well, actually, I like to watch them pop up.
Yeah, I know. It's,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit. They're all over the place.
Arise.
Exactly. I just like it.
That's the only thing. So Mike gets a point for that one. That's how you play
and
perfection.
It has nothing to do with Kurt Henning at all.
At all.
Not at all.
Okay.
No one is perfect like Kurt. That's why I missed the one question.
I should take away 1 point from perfection for not being Mr. Perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. This is what I had written down. Pressing down on the board, activate the timer. This is my own words. Then quickly place 25, well, actually, no, I did copy and paste this, geometric pieces into their matching slots before a 60-second timer runs out and the board pops up scattering the pieces. If you finish, move the switch to stop and then record your time. The player with the shortest time in all the places wins. So you almost had 5 points.
Almost.
I don't think I've ever played it like that.
Yeah, that's how we play with other people. Yeah, yeah. yeah. You're almost like against yourself, and you're like...
We like to... I just like to...
Yeah. Exactly.
Hard against the wall.
I used to hit the timer off, put all the pieces in, and go, let's go. Watch it pop.
Okay, this is a phone round. So break out your phones, all right?
Like I'm going to... Phone a cat.
I'm going to tell... Meow, meow, meow is not an answer. I'm going to... I don't want to give it away. I can't give you the number, okay? So, in the game of Operation, you're trying to save a patient's life, yeah. right?
Okay. What is the patient's name?
No. No.
He did have a name.
Name
John Doe.
Name all the things that you know of that's wrong with him.
Oh, I have to listen. I have to remember the song.
Now, listen. I'm gonna be compassionate here. You don't have to name the things that are
in him
that like they give a nickname for each thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's certain names that they give. You don't have to name that, just name all the body parts that you actually have to operate on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
now I'm listening to the song.
Gotta make sure I had it right.
The spelling count.
What was it? As long as I get it across. why aren't you texting like a normal person? You're writing like someone's grandmother. Dearest Michael, I hope this letter finds you well during your show of games. I would like to remind you that during this game, my troubled youth, I also played this game with vigorous intent. I pretended he was my own papa. I wanted to save his life. I wanted him to be at my wedding one day.
Oh, my lips.
All right. I didn't hit record, so you got 30 seconds. I'm just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27.
What are you counting?
28.
What's happening?
29.
Where's this going?
30. Phone's down.
Okay.
Phone's down. Phone's down, Mike.
No, I didn't finish my thought. All
right. Slide it over. Slide them over. Slide them over. Slide them over. Keep them open.
They are open.
All right. Let's go with Mike first. I got it. It's right there. All right. Mike gets one. Okay. I'll give you a bonus point for getting the actual symptom down. So Mike gets one. Okay. That's one whole thing.
I'm trying to remember that song.
What song?
Operation.
Operation. $1,000
Yeah.
Operation.
I don't think I've ever even remembered that song.
And all I can remember is the water.
Damn it. Open up your phone again. Take your freaking locks off.
No, I keep my lock on because, you know.
What? Your phone's right here. I'm not freaking.
Government secrets, you know.
Government secrets.
You might be down with the NSA. Who knows?
I got to keep moving.
That's it, though. I got.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't send it to you.
Broken. Okay, okay. So I had a trouble. Just type it, you freaking.
No, I like to send it to you.
No, not you, him.
Me.
Oh,
because I'm like it out. You're there's no commas or spaces or anything like that.
All sudden, grammar count.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Grammar is not grammatically
five.
Correct.
1, 2, 3, 4. You technically got 4 because 1 is not correct.
Okay.
See, you got that one technically wrong.
I just
so
remember the bread basket, which was in a.
That one doesn't count. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna subtract a point because it is technically connected to the thing. But I'll
okay. Four.
Yeah. So, you got works. 1, 2, 3, 4, and you're getting 4 actual points because. So you got 8 because okay. You actually named not just the body part but the actual condition. The actual condition. Yeah. So Mike gets.
I did not do that.
I need two conditions.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here we go. Hold on 1 second. I got to make this a little bit better because we're getting into higher points now.
Yes, we are.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go. I just got to put a dash in between.
All right, buzzer line. Test. Okay.
Yeah, it works. You just know the answers.
Making sure it's all
right. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you got 5. I don't know if that one's actually one of the symptoms.
Which one's one of the symptoms?
The one where you said head. You
just no, it's not a symptom. That's just
yeah.
A random body part.
Yeah, just a random body part. I only named 2 symptoms.
Right.
Yeah, for body parts.
Water on the knee. That's 1. That's 2. Charlie horse. That's
that's 1.
2. That's 4.
What does bread basket count?
That's 5. 6.
I put bread basket.
Heart. That's 5. That's 6.
Oh, I remember his heart was like
2, 4.
I remember the heart.
Yeah.
2, 4. 6. 7.
I just remember the guy had like a bowl cut kind
of. Yep.
Yeah.
Big old red nose. I need to take the battery out and play it.
So I remember he was naked back in the day, but I think they changed him now.
Yeah, they put him like a robe. I think.
Put a gown on him.
Put a gown on him.
7. Yeah, okay, so you got 8 as well. Only because I'm giving you 1 because it is writer's cramp, or writer's whatever it was.
Writer's cramp.
Yeah.
He had that?
Yeah.
One of the symptoms?
It was a thing 3, in the hand.
4, 5. 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and Gabby, heart, stomach, funny bone.
Oh, that's right.
Funny bone. All right, so you got 1, 2, three, four. You got 4 points. Okay, so Gabby gets 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I know. You put arm. That's 1 point. So, yeah. All right. I'm going to read them off to you guys, okay? Sorry for the delay on that. That was a lot. Adam's apple, plastic apple, ankle bone connected to the knee bone, a rubber band, bread basket, slice of bread, broken heart with a crack, butterflies in the stomach. I think you guys all got that.
Yeah.
A butterfly, Charlie horse, small horse, funny bone, a cartoon bone, spare ribs, fused ribs, like parfait ribs. Looks like a meal. Water on the knee, pail of water, a wishbone, a wrenched knee, a wrench, and writer's cramp, a pencil. So you got that for the arm. Yeah, because it's in the arm. It's in the arm. It's in the forearm or whatever. All right. Okay. Time for the bonus round. I got a bonus question for you guys. Okay. Winner, whoever gets this right, think about this very carefully before you time in. All right. What is the patient's name?
An operation?
Yep.
It's some type of pun, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
His name.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cavity Sam.
What's Cavity
his
name? Sam?
Cavity Sam is his name. Yep.
That sounds like something like a dentist name.
So close.
I don't think I even knew that.
Yeah, so.
I never knew that.
I didn't know his actual name.
Here we go. Number 10. Ready? In the game of Battleship, we already discussed you have 5 ships. Ready? Mm-hmm. How many pegs does it take to hit to win Battleship?
To win the whole thing?
Yep.
How many pegs?
How many?
14.
Wrong. That's negative a point.
How many pegs does it take to win? Just...
You got to hit all the ships.
Oh, all the ships.
You got to hit all the ships to win, right?
Yeah.
In order to win, you have to make this many confirmed hits in Battleship. What is it?
Three?
That's to get the submarine.
Yeah, you just jump off. Hold on, I got a minus point first. What's up? How many you got?
The aircraft carrier got 5.
Wrong. All right. 17.
Ooh, you were close.
17. 5 for the battleship, 4 for the destroyer.
No, 5 for the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 5 for the aircraft carrier, I meant to say. Battleship is 4. Yeah, okay. The seekers, whatever the hell they are. Notice 2 of them that have 3. And then there's one that has 2.
And PT boat.
Yeah. So, keeping score right now, Atiba has 10, Gabby has 4, Mike has 11. Atiba has 9. I'm sorry.
Talk about an electronic battleship. Remember when you came out with that?
Yep,
that was stupid.
Regular battleship.
I liked it.
Regular battleship was kind of on the honor system.
Yep.
Yeah. Until you turn that board around and see if you were lying.
Yeah, but an electronic battleship doesn't matter where you put it because they just made it up on its own.
Yep.
What if you're playing drunk battleship?
Okay.
That too.
Bonus question. This one's just a hit.
I blew up your tank.
This one's a hit. So all hands down. All hands down. Ready?
What are we doing?
What were the 2 colors when you made a hit or miss? What were the colors?
Hit would be red. White would be miss.
That's correct. You got 3 points.
I played this game with my nieces the other day.
I didn't know this.
No fair.
All right. Mike is up to 13.
That and the fact I have no life. My 4 years was spent playing Battle.
I'm sorry. You have 14. Sorry. Here we go. All right, moving along. Are you guys having fun?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I think I'm coming up with good questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This one is an oldie and a classic, right?
Okay.
I think everyone knows this song, and I'm just going to say
it's a song?
Yeah. It's a line from a commercial for this particular game that is a board game, right? It's not really it's a game that you used to play back in the day. It's so easy. I think this is a bunt, and it's 1 point.
Okay.
Ready? Hands on the table. Ready? Does your person wear glasses?
Guess who?
Correct. Gabby gets a point. Yes.
I used to like that one back in the day.
Not me. I'm out. Does your person wear glasses? That's annoying ass little girl.
Does your person have blonde hair?
Not me. You two are out of here.
They have to put on the box, cards do not talk back.
Yes, exactly. Yes. They did.
They did. They had to put it on there.
Son of a bitch, that was going to be a bonus question.
Oh. Sorry.
Keep your jabber down. All right.
You never made one with a cards can talk back?
That would be awesome. That'd be awesome. You could do that right now. Okay.
So much come up.
Going back to a game that we already talked about, Scrabble. Right? Hands down. First one to buzz in gets a point. Ready? What does the term DSW mean in Scrabble?
Dashu Warehouse.
DSW.
Hold on.
It's very... Mike.
This is wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. Dipshit winning.
Dipshit winning.
You win. That's... I don't want to take a point because that was actually funny, but you got to get a point taken off of that. You know what? One for cursing, too. Screw that. You're down to 12. Right. Family friendly, man. Come on.
Sorry.
We let a couple of slip out. I don't care anymore. So, let's see.
It's
all right.
Kind of
DSW. 5. What is it?
Double slotted word. I don't even know.
No,
I know
so close. You can't say it. I'll disqualify
you.
Say
anything.
You were so close, Atiba.
I know.
Can I say it if no one gets it?
Say it.
I don't know it.
3, 2, 1. Sorry. Okay. Gabby loses a point off that one. Did I take it off?
No,
I
did. What is it?
Double word score.
You said DSW.
Yeah.
Double word score is DWS.
Oh, crap. You know what?
Come on.
I said DSW. I wrote it backwards.
Did.
Sorry.
He was thinking about shoes.
Yeah, let's get a point.
Everyone gets a point. Everyone gets a point.
Because obviously the game is rigged.
Sorry about that. It's spell checked it. That's why I was like, I know I caught because I copied everything. Yeah. So it just spell checked it for some reason. I just realized that. I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, that's on me. Double word score. Sorry about that. Okay. Next question. 1 point. Hit your buzzer to get this one. Okay. Ready? All right. What real world city is Monopoly based off of? This is a bunt. Tiba.
New York?
Wrong. -1 point.
I hate you.
Mike.
Chicago?
Wrong.
That was going to be my answer, too.
I can't believe you guys don't know this.
Oh, wait. Can
is it Connecticut?
No!
Oh, wait, can I go
Hold
again?
On. Wait. Wait. Let me get to his point of. Atiba, just say it.
It's New Jersey? It's Jersey City?
Atlantic Close. City?
It's
Atlantic City.
Boardwalk, Baltic.
The Boardwalk, Baltic, Broadway.
Jail.
Jail. It is. It's all based off of all
ran by your mob.
Yeah.
Beauty pageants.
Yep.
It's all based off of Atlantic City.
Hotels, houses.
Okay. Oh, that makes so much more sense now.
Moving along. We got a couple left, right? We're almost done. All right. In the game of Trouble, you jump people and you get back. They sent back home. You're supposed to beat them home. Ready?
Yeah.
This is an easy one. What are the 4 colors that represent the teams? Gabby.
Red, blue, yellow, white.
No. Mike.
Red, green, yellow, blue?
Yes. Yeah. I think about that for a second.
Roy G. Biv.
Look it up.
Roy G. Biv.
Yep. Oh, take away one from Mike. I took one away from Mike by mistake. Gabby is at 4.
Yeah,
you got wrong. Okay. So, that was an easy one, I think.
I was thinking pink was in there somewhere.
It was in the red shade.
Oh, okay.
Good. All right. I think this one's an easy one. One game that has been known to break apart friendships and even sometimes relationships, Uno. Name all of the special cards outside of the number regular 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0.
Oh.
Outside of those, name all the cards.
Wild, draw 4.
Yep.
Draw 2.
Yep.
Reverse.
Yep.
Skip. There's more, right? Draw 4, reverse, skip, draw 2. Reverse, skip, draw 4, draw 2. Wild. What the hell? There's a 6, right? That should be all of them, right? Skip. Reverse.
You can't ask me a question as you close it.
Skip. Reverse. Draw four. Draw two. Wild.
Trying to think. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You were correct.
Okay. You were looking at me. Is the host allowed to make a second guess at self?
I can't tell you, is that it? Because then I'm being biased. And what's it called? So that's unfortunately a thing. Okay.
I like to dress up as Gambit when I play Uno.
More than me, everyone explodes.
Be an edge.
Okay. Should I make that? Give me... that's too obligatory. I can't really do that.
What is it?
It's a rule that people play by, but I can't because some people...
Uno rule, right? Where it's
you can't really...
No one knows if it's official.
Exactly, yeah. So
stacking,
I'm not gonna do it.
Is it stacking?
Yeah. It's stacking, yeah. Okay.
Uno did recently release their official rules recently, though.
Okay.
And people, of course, fights online.
Of course.
Now, here's another one. We're going back to Clue. There are 7 characters in Clue.
Oh.
All right. On your phones, I'm going to start a timer because I'm not going to screw this up again. On your phones, you have 2 minutes to write down the character's last name.
Oh, just, okay.
And it's super easy. And you got to put whether it's Mr. or Mrs. And you know what? No.
Of them had titles, remember?
Yeah, some of them have titles. I'll give you a bonus point if you get the title of someone's name. All right? Starting now. Do-do-do-do-do. While they're doing this, ladies and gentlemen, hi, my name's Steven Person. I'm a professional wrestler, and I want you to know that if you want to sit there and train to be a professional wrestler, there are really great schools that you can go to. 1, Warriors of Wrestling here on Staten Island. Great place, trained by amazing people who do shows every so often here on the island locally. If you want to get a leg up in the professional wrestling business, that's one of the places. The World of Unpredictable Wrestling in Brooklyn. Down by Dumbo. What's it called? If you just write us, we'll give you the exact address because I can't remember since they moved. Run by WWE Hall of Famer Johnny Rods. And if you're more towards the Bronx, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check out WWX on Hoffman and 188th Street. I forget, 2024 Hoffman Street, I believe the address is. Don't quote me on that. If you walk in the wrong place, that's
2420.
Yes. Great place. They run shows all over New York. Great talent that has been wrestling for 3 years. They're all over the New York scene, all over the Connecticut scene, all over different areas in Jersey as well. If you want to sit there and catch some great pro wrestling action, you can also check out Titans Championship Wrestling over in New Jersey, Funhouse Wrestling in New Jersey, Wrestling and Recovery. HAWA up in Connecticut, BRCW down in Florida, CCW in Florida, CCW in Queens, New York. Who am I forgetting? There's other places too that I can't look at my phone because I'm doing stuff with it and I have no signal anyway. So a lot of great promotions. AWWA over in good old Arizona. Who am I forgetting? SWA over in Long Island. NYWC also in Long Island that also run out of the NYWC Sportatorium. H&N Wrestling. H, ampersand, and here and now wrestling over in Long Island. So I gave you guys an extra 5 seconds. Well, now I'm going to give you guys an extra 10 seconds. So counting down, 4, 3, thank you, and look for those places. 2, 1, 0, phone's down. All right. The wife first.
I only got 2.
Okay.
Got 2.5.
Mr. or Mrs.?
Oh, whoever that guy was that Tim Curry played in the movie.
I don't remember the one guy.
General Mustard, that's 2 points.
Oh, Mustard. Wait.
Miss Scarlet. Wait. Put your phones over here. Put your phones over here, you little freaking cheater.
General? It's not General.
No, it's Colonel.
It's Colonel.
Yeah. Colonel Mustard. It's Colonel Mustard, not General Mustard. Miss Scarlet, you got Miss Scarlet, and the librarian. There really wasn't a librarian. She was more of the help. All right. But you know what? If she's staffed, I should give you a point for that. You get 1 point for that.
You got.
Thank you, thank you.
Was she a suspect?
You get. I'll give you partial points.
It's like a, yeah.
Like I'll give you 1 point. I'll give you 1 point because you said mustard, and I look for the last name. If you gave the title, that's an extra bonus point. But you got one, two, three,
Colonel.
And I'm giving you four because she's staff. So that's Mrs. White you were looking for.
I had Mr.
For.
Body, but I took
yes.
off.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Body.
So Gabby gets movie. Four. Do, 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 do. One, two, three. All right. Atiba, let's see who you got. Atiba got, no, oh, come on. Where'd it go?
It's right down here.
Where?
At the top.
Oh, wait,
I was also texting some lady.
Oh, okay, you didn't hear what I said, no?
So she's above you.
Okay. All right. Colonel Mustard. Colonel Mustard. That's two.
Was it Mrs. or Miss?
That's Professor Plum. You got the last name.
Professor
Plum. That's three. Damn. Whoever the guy Tim Curry played.
In the movie.
2 points.
Curry was in the movie.
Hold on, hold on. So that's two?
Yes. Plus the Colonel, right?
Hold on, let me see. Go back, go back. You took the phone away, you little cheater. Come here. Give the phone back.
Now it's broken.
Yeah, I can tell. It's always been broken.
Yeah, it's true. It's cracked.
I give you 2 points for the.
I forgot about Professor Plum.
Yeah, it was these guys.
Damn it!
Let me see. Give me. So, all right. So, Colonel Mustard.
I thought Plum was a lady.
That's two.
Professor could be anything.
Two, yeah. Three, five. You got 5 points.
I only got two.
So one, two.
Wait, why don't I get five?
You get five because I gave you two for Tim Curry.
Oh, so for Tim.
Miss nice. Peacock. Miss Peacock, that's 2 points.
Miss
Scarlet, that's all I got. That's 2 points. You got 4 points.
Nice. Name all the characters.
Mike gets
right
4 points.
Yeah, right.
I want to name all the characters. Are
two, I do not remember three, four. Peacock. Okay. Bonus question: the seventh character.
Wait, yeah, name all these characters. I want
to
know.
Well, we're going to, but after this one, there's one more.
There's a seventh character.
I already got you.
I'm sorry. My phone back.
What's it called? So I got you guys all the. I'm not going to name all the characters yet, but for an extra. 5 points.
There was a seventh
character.
But whose side is he on?
Nobody's because he's dead. He's the victim.
Oh,
what's the victim's last name? You give me that, and I'll even make it even easier.
Wow.
If you give me what's it called? What he was, I'll give you a point. If you give me his full name, because he has the color scheme thing, but then he also has the what's it called? His title. But I'll make it easy. He has a title to his name. If you give me all three, the last name, the title, and the what's it called, I'll even give you 7 points.
Okay. I think I only know his title, but not his name.
I think I know the color.
5, 4, 3. 2, 1. Dr. Black.
He was a doctor.
Yeah.
I was going to say Mr. White or Mr. Body.
Yeah, Mr. Black. He was like the guy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's actually what's his name.
Farpel's not here.
You know what his other name was?
What?
Mr. Body.
From the movie, Mr. Body.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. All right. Number 18. We're getting into
Wait, name all of the characters.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Scarlet, Colonel Mustard, Mrs. Peacock, Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet, the sexy in red, Colonel Mustard, the old military officer, Miss Peacock, the ultra-rich wealthy widow, Professor Plum, the crazy old scientist, Mrs. White, the help, that's who I was like, what's it called? Reverend Green, the con artist.
Yes.
He was a con artist. So, the victim, Mr. Bonnie, he was the owner of the house. That's what I was looking for. He was the owner of the house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So now, number 19, because I kept it odd numbers just to keep everything even, right? This way, because there is a tiebreaker, because you know it's always gonna be an odd question. This way, you know, no one gets it. All right,
what was that?
Okay, we'll get you food afterwards.
right on into the mic.
Yeah, really. So. We
she
talked.
Gets 2 points that right
points.
There. Right there.
Okay,
2 points.
You get 2 points.
The best answer all night.
Stomach yelling. Dr. Black, you idiot!
But it was so quiet.
I know.
It's like
it was her stomach just grumbling.
Right.
I swear to God, I feed her.
He didn't feed me today.
I'm sorry. That's why she's failed. All right. We talked about this early before.
Yes.
How to get out of jail in Monopoly.
Yes.
For one point, hands down, get ready for the buzzer question. Ready? How do you end up going to jail in Monopoly? Oh. Mike.
You get to go. You land on the go to jail space.
Yep.
You roll doubles three times
yep.
in a row.
Yep.
Or you get the go to jail card.
Be more specific.
It's the chance card.
Go to Wrong.
Jail. Oh, son of a.
Go again. I need everything.
Oh, everything?
Everything. There's multiple ways.
Never mind. I gave you three.
We take it back.
There's. I can't tell you because he already answered. So give me all the ways that you can go to jail.
All the ways that you can go to jail.
You know what, Mike? I'll actually give you 3 points because you got three of them, right?
Give him those 3 points. If there's one missing, I don't know it.
Yeah, maybe.
Say it. You can say it.
The missing one?
Yeah. If you get the missing one, you get 5 points.
So you said there's... So the card thing was correct. So
yes.
The chains card... There was the roll three times thing,
yep.
and it was the land on the go to jail, and then it's got to be, it's something you have to be doing with money, right? Something weird with money that you got to be doing. You can't get fined or anything.
Oh, wrong. Wait, I think I got it.
You got it now.
I think I got it.
And you're going to kick yourself.
Yes,
you,
I will.
Whoa, you
paying for a lady of the evening. This is Atlantic City.
Nope.
This is Atlantic City. That's all right, true.
Go.
I don't know. I'm not even going to
Okay, good.
Just give the answer.
Roll more than three doubles.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Land on the space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The card.
The chance card.
Was it chance or community chest?
And the community chest has to go to jail one.
Oh. All right.
They both do.
Oh.
I thought it was one or the other.
Yeah. I saw you flip the coin. I'm like, oh, dude, don't do it. Come on. They both have chances where you can go to jail. So that's what the card does. So, yeah. All right. Okay.
So there is no buying illegal activity.
No, it's all fine. Don't worry about it. All right. This question is worth... Now, this is a buzz-in. This is a big one. This point itself. This is one of the final two questions. It is worth 5 points by itself getting this. All right? What does the word Jenga mean?
Like, what?
What does it stand for, basically?
Yeah. It means something.
It's an acronym.
Is it an acronym?
No, it's not an acronym. It's a word.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Okay. 5, 4,
I have no clue
3,
what it is.
2, 1. Okay. That was kind of a Fisher one. I was playing around with that one. It means to build.
Okay. Figures.
Yeah.
Figures.
Okay.
I can't remember a country origin. I looked it up before, and I want to make sure I had the country origin.
Swedish?
I think it's something North Atlantic. Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, I got to think of a really good one. Ready? I want to think of a good one because I want to give you guys extra points just a chance to make it. Okay. I know you know you already said you didn't play. I want to be fair. I see. I want to make it fun, but I want to make it easy, just so that you guys know, because I want to give somebody a chance.
Fun and easy, just like my ex.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't wait too long, my stomach.
Yeah, if it's that Ninja Turtles board game, might be all over it.
Yeah, yeah.
What's it?
Fireball Island.
No, Fireball Island. Yeah. Okay.
You basically have to get from one end of the board to the other, and if someone hits like the fireball button, you press like the big volcano on the top of the board.
Yeah.
You hit a button, and a red marble comes out. And if you happen to be in its way, you get wiped out.
Yeah, that's how I was gonna go. With. I was like, I didn't know if that's too obscure, but you know it. All right, here's a good one. All right,
is it Don't Wake Daddy?
No.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Ooh, yes.
Chutes and ladders.
Chutes and ladders.
Okay. Because I didn't look up Hunger. I didn't want to do Hunger Hungry Hippos because I feel like that's it. The colors are so fucking off. So,
yeah.
All right, give me. I'm I'm trying to think of one that you guys, that everyone knows. I'm playing in my head all the games that everyone said they like playing and everything. So, all right. Okay. This one's fun. In the game of chess, what does it mean to castle? 5 points.
What does it mean to
castle?
It's a maneuver.
I've never heard that term. I don't think I've heard that term.
3, 2, 1. When your king is protected by your rook and there's no spaces in between them and you can switch them. They're right next to each other and you switch them. It's called castling. All right. We're going to knock the drinks down because you guys are all a bunch of idiots. Yeah. All right. Atiba, 12 points. Gabby, 9 points. And a commanding lead. Mike with 19 points. Ladies and gentlemen, you're a winner. Mike!
He should get a prize.
I got your favorite number.
I know. Oh, you did.
His prize is he gets all these buzzers.
Yeah. I get the buzzers.
You need to take the buzzers home.
Take them home.
Oh, no. I got a fun one for you.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
you got a fun prize.
Uh-oh. Please use match with him.
We're going to schedule it. We're going to make it happen.
You're going to shave my head.
The next episode. No. For the next episode,
so yeah,
I did.
You, Mike, win the grand prize of them all.
Uh-oh.
You get to host.
Oh,
yeah, baby.
That's a good one.
I'm going to be in the chair, and you're going to be on this side.
All right, cool.
So we'll schedule when you're free. We'll make it happen. We'll shoot it well in advance. I'm not going to do it last minute or anything like that. We'll make it happen. We'll talk, and then we'll put it together.
All right, very cool.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Your grand prize for your winner. You get to win and host the whole entire Nerd Bitch podcast. Yeah.
You know what would have been a really tough question?
What?
Remember in Bill and Ted, right, there's a song called Do You Want to Play?
Yes.
The lyrics, they're naming all of the different board games.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're over our time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, episode 13. We'll see you guys next time. It's going to take the buzzers away. Woo! We're done. Check the game.
Woo!
I should have had like a meltdown like Dennis from Always Sunny with the buzzer.
Yes.
It's like that bell is awfully loud.
Very loud.
Dude, turn on the volume of the buzzer. This doesn't represent me.